following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying, this ain't...
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
You serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling it.
All I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle, thinkmidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day mighty. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday program, just a couple of days away from the start of the high school football season in our area. There are a couple of metro games going on tomorrow night, and we'll have you covered on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We kick off the 2015 portion of our weekly segments with Bob at the end of the program today. About halfway through, Steve Raymer is going to join us from Sutton, ranked as high as third in C2. And we'll talk with the head coach of the Mustangs. And coming up momentarily, Brady Bonzel, UNK cross country coach, as part of our Loper Link on this Wednesday. A couple of things I want to start off with, Randy. First, good morning.
Morning.
Go get Brett Favre. I mean, if you're bringing Russ Grossman back, go get Brett Favre. Secondly, though, just want to say our condolences to the family of Seth Denny. Doyle Denny, an outstanding coach, administrator. I mean, if you knew the man, and personally, I didn't. I may have met him, but I didn't know him. But the Denny's residing around here. Many know Seth more than his brother, and of course there's more than just those two. But we know Seth from NTV and working with him, and Doyle touched a lot of people, especially through his years in McCook. Probably even more. He made a brief stint in Ord, but he also spent most of his career at McCook.
Yeah, spent most of his time there. And I didn't personally know him myself, but I know what he produced in terms of Seth and his brother and the rest of the family and the lives he touched as a coach. It is a terrible loss, and our thoughts and prayers are with Seth and the family.
I see that services will be in Grand Island on Friday morning. If you're interested, visitation Thursday, you can check all that out at the various social media sites. So, again, our condolences out to the Denny family. A lot to talk about in the world of sports today, and let's get it going with our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Brady Bonzel always right there in that first segment because he's got to go teach nuclear biology right after the segment. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. The kids got to be liking this running weather, huh?
Oh, gosh. It was so hot yesterday. It's going to be hotter today. So last week was great. You know, I planned morning practices there for our preseason camp the week before classes start. And so we had the main workout of the day was in the morning, and we'd have a shorter one in the afternoon. But it was 60 degrees and cloudy every day last week, and now that we have to run at 4 in the afternoon, it's a little bit warmer.
So what class are we getting out of it at the moment?
Assessment and management in the secondary classroom.
All right, sure.
That sounds, classroom assessment.
Yeah, I had that class.
And, management. Say that again?
I had that class at one time, so I don't get to mock it. I mean, Doug will, but
no, I just
I can't.
Sure, that's right. I mean, it's got to be tougher than theory to baseball, which Damon was talking about teaching yesterday. So
scoreboard
right,
runs.
Exactly, because he has to get up and talk about baseball, which he never does, right? So.
Well, you'd think they'd find a better teacher. Anyway, let's get into cross country with the season getting underway here. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought this was the first time, at least, that you publicized naming captains for your team. Is this the first time you have done that? And even if it's not, why you've decided on Alex and obviously Morgan?
You know, and that the as far as Alex and Morgan being our team captains, I guess the process, I've done it, I haven't always been consistent with how I do that. Sometimes I'm just reading what I think would be best for the team that year, and sometimes I've announced it, and sometimes I haven't. You know, we've typically had team captains within our team, but I had the upperclassmen vote on it before we even came in for preseason camp. So some years we've voted on it in the spring. Some we've waited till camp started. I just about a week before camp started, just checked in with each of them, just texted each of them and said, send me your vote. So at least now I know who everybody voted for since we did it that way. Not that that's important, but Alex is a super hard worker. Just gets everything he can out of the ability that God has given him. And so he's very tough. He works really hard. He's made as much or more improvements than, you know, from his freshman year to his senior year as anybody on the team. And the men's team is fairly senior dominated. We'll have, I would think, at least three seniors, if not more, in our top five or six. And then on the women's side, Morgan is clearly the leader in every way, shape, and form in terms of she's the best runner on the team. She has, you know, the most ability or the best chance, I guess, of qualifying for a national meet, whether it be on the track or in the fall in cross country amongst those distance runners. And she's someone who's really grown into, you know, it probably took her a while to be completely, engaged with the team. She wasn't real sure as a freshman. Yes, I'm talented at this and have the ability to do that, and I'm pretty good at it. Boy, this whole college running thing, this is a big commitment, and I'm not sure about this. And she's come full circle where she's, you know, leading from the front, not just by being the fastest on the team, but leading from the front in terms of her commitment to it.
Brady, I think a lot of sports fans are familiar with that, what team captains do in other sports, football, basketball, hockey. You know, they're kind of that liaison with the officials and everything. What are you looking? What are you looking for Alex and Morgan in terms of what they do as captain for you?
You know, part of it is just, again, the leading by example. A little bit of it, they don't have a specific role. You know, there's no coin flip before a cross-country meet. But it is – sometimes it's me just checking in with them. Hey, what's the vibe on the team? You know, hey, you know, what's going on with this person today? Are they feeling a little tired, run down? And this is more of an after-practice, you know, texting them or calling them and what do you see going on with this person or that person? And sometimes it's being able to run by them, hey, I was looking at doing this next week, just workout-wise, give me your initial thoughts on that. So at the end of the day, I'm deciding what we do, but sometimes I will run it by one of the athletes, especially one of the seniors who's been in our program for a while and knows how I function and operate and how I typically plan things out. So then if I change something up, I might run it by them just to get their initial reaction to it, and I value their feedback on it.
We're talking with Brady Bonzel, head coach of the UNK cross country and track teams. Let's get down to it here. Brady, the first meet is at Northwest Missouri State on September the 4th. You'll have a little other things that you do, but that's the first official meet. Tell us the scouting report for the men and women and how you believe they set going into the year.
Yeah, the women, last year we were hurt very early on. We came into a year knowing that we didn't have a ton of depth, and right away we had some different physical ailments that we needed to deal with. Some were running related, some weren't, but either way the people weren't able to compete. And so they're in a position now where they can be that school, whether it's in the conference or in the region, that is looking to be the most improved team in the region. And it might be a little bit of a mirage simply because they were probably better last year than their result shows. It's just we didn't have everyone out there. But yeah, I think that's what they're looking to do. The women's region is very tough. Some of the Northern Sun schools are consistently ranked in the top 10, 15 in the country. And so top five will qualify for the national meet. I told them the other day in a team meeting, I don't know at this point what a reasonable goal is for us. Is it top five? Is it top 10 at the regional meet? You know, we don't know. So let's get a few meets into this, before we determine what that is. Because if you look at our roster, you'll see a lot of freshmen. Some are true freshmen, some are redshirt freshmen who've actually competed at and scored at a conference track meet in the MIAA, but because of things they were dealing with last fall, didn't get to compete. And on the men's side, should have gone to the national meet last year. You know, we went in, I had a vibe that things just weren't clicking that week, and I knew that we were going to have to be really off and someone else was going to have to be perfect for us to not get that last spot to qualify, and both happened, and so we didn't end up qualifying. So even though we lost our number one guy, but we have everybody back, that's not saying that it's a lock that we would be going to a national meet by any sense, because I think it's going to be far harder this year. You know, 4K's, Northwest Missouri, those are two MIAA schools right off the top that redshirted their top couple runners last year, guys that were seniors who redshirted to come back and compete their fifth year. And sometimes you're rolling the dice when you do that, but they did it, and I think those teams are fully healthy. And so the men's side will be much deeper than it was last year. So even though we have the potential to be a little bit better than we were, I think qualifying will take more.
Brady, as we look at things, I mean, obviously the big thing is that the conference meet and then getting into the region and doing well at the regional meet and just kind of going from there. But talk about your regular season schedule and how you kind of use that to prepare for those two huge events.
Yeah, the first meet at Northwest Missouri won't be a real big one, maybe five or six teams in it, almost more of a time trial, except other schools are there. You know, if someone's injured or dealing with something, or if there's any doubt, we just hold them out of that one. We're not as concerned about it. You know, it's not like we have to have a particular record by the end of the year to qualify for the NCAA tournament. It's we need to run well on November 7th to qualify for the NCAA championships. So we probably have a few people like that that if this week or if next week was a regional meet, they'd be competing, but we may hold them out of the first one just to play it on the safe side. Then we're going to go to a meet at Missouri Southern, the Southern Stampede, in place of going to our traditional Woody Greeno meet in Lincoln. I think UNK has been at every Woody Greeno meet since that meet started 25, 30 years ago. But the regional meet and the national meet are at Missouri Southern. And when we were there 3 or 4 years ago, it was our first year in the MIAA for the regional meet, I just walked away from that day feeling like we should have seen this course ahead of time. This is a place that we needed to be. We needed to know, you know, what we were undertaking ahead of time. It's just got some quirky things in the middle of the course that you don't normally see. That's the main reason why we're going down to the Southern Stampede. It's just as competitive, if not more competitive, than the meet in Lincoln that we've traditionally gone to. Then we got a meet at KU scheduled, and I'm not sure who all's coming to that, but they're hosting their regional meet on the D1 side this year. So I think there'll be a few more teams show up at that, bigger schools than normally do. We might send a few people to a meet at Fort Hays after that, but that wouldn't be a full team. And then we've got the conference meet and the regional meet.
Brady Bonzel, head cross-country coach, track and field coach, Loper Link every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, tomorrow they'll have their fall Loper lunch. UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic will all be there tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but need to get him off to class. So, Brady, we'll see you tomorrow, and the best of luck this season. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, guys.
Nice to see you, Brady.
Brady Bonzel, head coach, and has done an outstanding job. Again, I don't think I can overemphasize what the non or the minor sports, and there's no good word. No one's ever come up for a good word that for the sports that
non-revenue.
Non-revenue.
That doesn't really apply to Division II.
It's still not good. But what the Lopers have done in a variety of sports like cross-country, track, tennis, on down the line, golf. And we'll talk about that here in a moment. So best of luck to the Lopers. A couple of other notes. The preseason golf poll, yes, they have that, has come out. And Central, we talk about the men a lot. Well, the women are picked higher this year for UNK. And one of the reasons is Michael Colgate's transfer to the University of Nebraska. They are hosting the regionals this spring out at Owerri Dunes. And so UNK, like the Husker volleyball team, pointing towards the Final Four in Omaha, was kind of pointing towards the regionals and having a chance to maybe compete at the nationals with that advantage on the home course. Nonetheless, the women are picked fourth in the region, just ahead of Missouri Western. Central Oklahoma, number one. Northeastern State also got some first-place votes. They're number two, then Lindenwood and the Lopers for the men. Central Missouri, number one, 8 first-place votes. Central Oklahoma, second with 3. And UNK picked to finish 8th on the men's side. Again, some of the things they do here in the fall will count towards the spring. So best of luck to the golfers there. The women's soccer team picked 10th in the MIAA preseason. They tied for 9th last year. The volleyball and the soccer teams will both have their blue-gold scrimmages next Tuesday. That's September the 1st, so keep an eye on that. UNK will then begin the volleyball season up at Alaska Anchorage, or Anchorage, Alaska. It's Alaska Anchorage, the college, Anchorage, Alaska, the city, on the Labor Day weekend. So that's all coming up. But, of course, the Loper football team continues to work. 1 week from tomorrow, they will open up the season at home against the conference favorite, Northwest Missouri State, at Foster Field. We will continue throughout the season to talk to Coach Josh Lamerson of UNK every Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, and, you know, 8 days. I mean, 8 days. I'm kind of excited. In fact, there is a college football game on Saturday that you can DVR, and the game actually counts. It's just nice to have football somewhat back. Obviously, high school's on Friday, and then Saturday there'll be that one college game. I'm so strange. I am DVRing to make sure I don't miss North Dakota State and Montana, so I don't want to miss that.
Perennial powers.
Yeah, well, actually, they're not bad.
I know.
The Grizzlies are outstanding.
It was Montana before North Dakota State and Craig Bohl took over the national championships.
Yeah.
Montana was one of those three or four teams that was always there in the semifinals and finals. That is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Chatter West National Bank, Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll be back with more Steve Raymer, head football coach at Sutton, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, to look at week one. And we'll talk about the Huskers and where they're at, some injuries. How healthy will they be for September 5th? We'll talk to you on that when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is a proud supporter of Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, and the Tri-City Storm. Best of luck to all the area athletes from NP Realty, and we'll see you at the game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits a 3-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny. We'll see temperatures right around 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 66. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of storms in the afternoon, breezy, temperatures at 85 degrees. Currently, it's 73.
Are you ready for football season? No.
You were just name-dropping, though. You just name-dropped during the break.
Yeah,
I was a little busy. Just had to, you know, respond to Rex Burkhead's email and get back to him. You know, I mean, you're name dropping big time.
Well, I'm gonna share because the part of it that's cool is that there's a lot of things that we have going on here with the radio station, with the Doug and Daddy show, with the sports department over the next 10 days. We're very busy. Tomorrow, we're going to go up to UNK for the fall luncheon. The Doug and Daddy show will be there from 11 to 12. The luncheon is from 12 to 1. This is when the Kearney High and Kearney Catholic fall coaches, and they bring some students, join the UNK coaches to chat to the folks. Runza provides the meal. Come on out for lunch tomorrow and hear about, I mean, a couple of the seasons are already underway, but you can hear from all of the Loper fall coaches, UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic. I'll be there getting to be one of the hosts for the luncheon tomorrow, so we'll do that. And, of course, tomorrow on the show, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook is going to join us off the top of the program. Our first fantasy football segment of the season, Luke Hoover of RotoWire, will join us on the program. Then Friday, we've got the start of the high school football season for us. You'll be at an Ord doing the Kearney Catholic Ord game. I'll be at Foster Field for Kearney High Grand Island. We've got Mike Will doing Adams Central Northwest. We'll also have coverage of the Gehring Hastings game. You can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anytime during the year, if you're going, which station is that on? I need to hear it online. You go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's there for you. And then Sunday, the Alzheimer's Walk. We still have a chance to donate to the Alzheimer's Walk coming up. We've been telling you about the Doug and Daddy team all season long. That's going on at Yanny Park. So that's going on Sunday. You can still donate to the Doug and Daddy team. If you want to come to the walk and want to be a part of the walk or family day, that's fine. Just because you donate to the Doug and Daddy team doesn't mean you have to come to the walk. It is your donation, and let's face it, that's what we're looking for, your donation to the Alzheimer's Association to help cure this terrible disease that affects more folks every single day. And if you donate $20, we'll get you a Classic Hits 98.9 t-shirt. We'll get you a pair of Tony Orlando tickets at the State Fair for a $35 donation. If you want a $50 donation, we'll get you a pair of Royals vouchers. Those are good to use for tickets. They're just like tickets. You get the best seats available at any remaining Royals game that you want to go to. $100, we'll get you the Royals vouchers and a Classic Hits t-shirt or a Royals voucher and a parking pass for the Royals game, which is always nice to have. And any donation, whether it's $1, $5, $500, you'll be qualified to co-host the Doug and Daddy show at a future date. And then this Sunday at Yanny Park, 11:30, the family fun day. You can bring the dogs. There's bouncy houses for the kids. There's vendors. There's lots of fun things to do. And then a little ceremony at 1 o'clock to start the walk to end Alzheimer's. And so that's all going on. And again, our prizes here are on a limited basis. If we run out, we run out. I hope that's
the case. I hope we do run out.
And, and you can do that right up through Sunday. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on our Alzheimer's banquet or banner. Then click on Kearney, and all the info is there right for you. ESPNSuperstation.com. Continuing on, next Monday, we will be in Lincoln for the Nebraska press conference. It's our first game press conference. We'll hear from Coach Mike Riley. We'll talk with a couple of the players. Hopefully, again, according to their class schedule, get to talk to a couple of our area players. And we've got a lot of them there, from Riker Fife to Zach Stirrup to, you know, name them all.
This Gangwish guy is doing okay.
I don't want to leave anybody out. Yeah. Jack Gangwish to Luke McNitt to a lot of the other kids. And some of them are, you can't talk to them until they officially play it down, which is different than in spring ball when we talked to a couple of kids that hadn't. But nonetheless, there's a lot of them that will be there and making some noise. So that's all going on. And then, just continuing on, a week from tomorrow, it's the Team Jack Radiothon. Our sister station, The Breeze 94.5, will be with that all day long. The Doug and Daddy show will be in Lincoln at the Team Jack Radiothon from 11 to 1. We've got some special guests, including Rex Burkhead. He will join us on the Doug and Daddy show. The super back from Northwestern, Dan Vitale. We had him on, I think, if you heard the day that we had him on earlier this month from Big Ten Media Days, we chatted about his connection with a youngster that did not survive through Northwestern, and he is going to share his story with us, and we'll have other special guests as well. So that's coming up next Thursday. Volleyball starts next Thursday. We'll be at the Lincoln Christian Tri with Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Kearney High football down at Seacrest. Opening day for the Huskers, September 5th. I mean, there is a lot going on.
Yeah, it's on. It's on. And again, we don't want to, because we talked about a lot of different events, don't want to brush past the Alzheimer's Walk on Sunday. great opportunity to give to a wonderful cause. Again, if you've got the time, love to see you out there. My wife and I are planning on doing a little walking out there, but that isn't what it's about. It's about fighting this terrible disease and just getting online and making a donation, whether it be $5, $500, or even beyond, whatever you can give. I mean, seriously, a $5 gift is a tremendous offering and will help fight this bad disease. So it's a great opportunity to do very good here, to fight a disease that, you know, nobody ought to have this. I mean, the family suffers really as much as the person that's fighting this terrible affliction. So there's a lot of folks motivated to kind of fight this one because, you know, we're all hoping to get older, you know, and it doesn't necessarily happen to people at a certain age, but obviously the odds increases as you get older. And I'd love to have this thing be a thing of the past by the time I'm of that age group in which it'd be susceptible. I'm a little bit more susceptible to it. So it'd be great to have this done. And so no family has to go through what I've seen families go through with this.
No doubt about it. I hope you can be a part of it. Again, you can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. The Huskers went about 90 minutes again yesterday in half pads, again, trying to get the new guys and get everybody on the same page. And I think the coaches trying to be able to handle all the guys like they did in spring. And injuries, a lot of kids are missing, and that is going to facilitate playing some younger players. And Coach Mike Riley talked about that after practice yesterday.
I've been anywhere from 3 to 7 that play, so I really didn't know what to suspect. But I think this is good. These guys, as you would know, because they're playing, they're ready. All of them have had a chance to prove themselves physically and mentally to this point, so that's good.
Some of the guys that Coach Riley mentioned by name yesterday, true freshmen like long snapper Jordan Ober, weak side linebacker Diedrich Young, linebacker Tyron Ferguson, receiver Stanley Morgan, I-back Devon Ozigbo, safety Antonio Reed, and safety Aaron Williams are top backups and could see some immediate action on special teams, which is usually how you make your salt anyway, is joining up on the special teams. But missing yesterday, and Tariq Allen and Sam Birch have been missing in action, the wide receivers for most of fall camp. Defensive back Chris Jones, you got some starters. Offensive lineman Alex Lewis out with a bruised knee. Linebacker Josh Banderas with a pulled groin muscle, which isn't good. And maybe the long-term one here is Trey Foster, who was put on scholarship last weekend. He is going to be more than day-to-day with a sprained ankle. It didn't sound like nothing official, but when they talked, it sounded like Trey was the most severe of those, maybe out this whole week of practice, if not more.
Yeah, but that sprained groin, I mean, that's exactly what's kept Alex Gordon out for the last, 6 weeks now? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's one of those injuries that you really have to have heal fully before you get him back at that linebacker position.
When we return to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll talk with Sutton football coach Steve Raymer. And in the meantime, folks, if you're out and about or just sitting at home in front of your desk, you're having lunch, you're going, I just don't have time to run down to the lot. Well, you always have time to get on your iPad, your smartphone, your computer, and go to thinkmidway.com and look at the outstanding selection of Midway vehicles that are ready for you. Whether you go to the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store, the Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, or the Midway Auto Outlet, their newest location, they've got everything to serve you. Over 250 used vehicles online. If you're looking for something brand new, don't forget the Chevy Summer Bonus Tag event is going on through the end of the month. Don't miss out on extra special deals. End of the month is Monday. At your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and thinkmidway.com.
You want the best, you demand the best, and the Carrier Infinity system is the best. Higher efficiency means higher savings on your energy bill. With an Infinity system, you control temperature, humidity, air quality, fan speed, ventilation, the entire system. The Carrier Infinity system allows you to enjoy a more consistent temperature throughout your home. Call today to learn more about this customized comfort system tailored to your home from Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating.
It's been a long day, and your car is on E. Ugh. Okay, I'll go to Fast Bills, because when I walk in, I know that I will be greeted with a fresh brewed tea or coffee and a smile. A good joke, and sometimes a bad one, but the point is, they remember their customers and treat them like friends. So all of a sudden, filling up is something you look forward to. Fast Fills Plaza, your Senex station, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Senex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies.
The 2015 Oregon Trail Rodeo takes place at the Adams County Fairgrounds with performances on August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Dance to Whiskey Vent on Saturday night starting at 9:30, and on Sunday enjoy a free barbecue for all ticket holders from 3 to 5 p.m. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are only $10 each. For tickets or for more information, log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com or call 888-462-3247. Let's play ball. Youth sports and adult fall sports leagues are now forming at the Hastings Family Y. Youth sports include soccer, flag football, and volleyball. Adult fall leagues include women's co-ed volleyball and men's basketball. Registration deadline for adult leagues is September 15th. Registration deadline for youth sports is September 8th. For more information on fees for members and non-members, please contact the Hastings Y today at 463-3139 or log on to hastingsymca.net.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper and Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
Well, I was out on a drive on a bit of a trip, looking for thrills to get me some kicks. Now, all you ladies,
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you. Get ready to talk a little high school football. T&L Irrigation wants to remind you that the Harvest Special for 2015 is on. $9,000 is what you can save on a quarter miler and get the best value ever on the best pivot system available. Contact your local T&L dealer like Bill Shapley at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney, or for great savings, contact TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems are like no other. Farmers, the 2015 Harvest Special running now. They're like no other. Save $9,000 at T&L, which actually, since it's on that east side of Hastings, I go right by T&L on my way to Sutton, unless I take the interstate and go that way.
That's usually the way I go. It is more scenic that way.
I can
swing
by Big Dally's Deli in Hastings, say hi to the T&L guys, and then bang, if you miss the football field in Sutton, going west to east on the highway, then you can't see very well, and we can't see very well. Steve Raymer, the head football coach at Sutton, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're ready to kick off another season at home Friday night against Wood River. And, Coach, thanks for making some time for us. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
You ever had anybody not be able to find the football field over there?
Well, no. Usually we could just tell them it's under the water tower, but our new stadium's done, so it's at the school. This will be the first game this Friday at the school that they've ever had, so like you said, you come down Highway 6, and if you can't find the water tower, you can't find it. Now we got to actually tell them how to get there.
I think I took a dead end road because I did take the interstate. I mean, I'd been to Sutton a variety of times to do basketball. The first time I did a football game, I ran into somebody's yard. So, but hey, how excited? I mean, is that something that gets the kids excited? Is it something that gets the coaches excited? I'm sure those that had the pride in building it and funding it are fired up for the game on Friday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the kids see the community and the school and the school board put interest into its program and, giving us great facilities to play in. And so, you know, we got to return that favor and give them some great football to watch.
Well, you guys played great football last year, winning all 9 regular season games, and that just a terrible draw in the first round of the playoffs. That really kind of has to stick in your craw, finishing 9-1 after going undefeated, losing to Cedar Catholic in the first round. Because you didn't get to stay in the playoffs very long, has that really created a fire in your players to make sure you stick around a little bit longer this year?
It has, because last year we were pretty junior heavy. We only had 5 seniors on the team, so and that was kind of their first experience as starters in the playoffs, and just, kind of learning how, what that moment's like and how you got to step up the next level game because everybody's, playing to survive. So, that give them that opportunity to, realize that, you get better through your failures and the opportunities ahead of you and how to take advantage of that.
Talk with Steve Raymer, head football coach at Sutton. We've talked with quite a few coaches this week that have had really good lines coming back. And you have had running backs that had good lines, and even if they didn't, could make things happen on their own. You lost maybe the best outside of our big boy Calvin in Omaha. I mean, Noah was right there. What do you do to replace Noah Johnson?
You know, we have to lean on that line. Our line is our most experienced group coming back that we've probably had, and probably some of our best linemen that we've had. So, you know, to get our new backs and new guys in the skill positions ready to go, we have to really lean on that line to make those reads easy by opening those holes up. And, you know, the line's going to be the key for us all year. That's going to be our strong point. And keeping those guys healthy and those guys getting better as the year goes on. And, you know, we're going to lean on them a lot. And I guess it's a good place to start. If you're good at the line and you win the battle up front, you have a good chance in almost every game.
You have six returning starters on offense, seven on defense. Obviously, a lot of those players will be two-way starters for you as well, as is the case in just about every class in the state except maybe for A. Talk a little bit about the overall depth, though, because obviously you're bringing a lot back this year.
You know, we're, you know, as usual at Sutton in this small school, that, you know, depth is always just something we know that we're not going to have a lot of. And, you know, we hope that we can stay healthy the first three or four games in order to get some of those younger kids ready to play instead of throwing them to the fire off the bat. Right now we're healthy and nothing but your normal bumps and bruises, but nothing that would keep anybody out of the game. And, you know, depth is something we slowly develop, but, you know, we just don't have the numbers ever to fully develop a whole lot of depth ever. So it's never any different than it is any year for us. Some teams have 45, 50 people out, and they're the upper end of C2 enrollment. We're always kind of just on that lower end of C2 enrollment. And we have 33 out this year, and we average about that many every year. And we're always going to have about 10, 12 freshmen in that group and 8 or 9 sophomores. So we always know going into every season you're going to have about 12, 14 guys, and we're gonna strap a saddle on them. We're going to ride them to the end.
We're talking with Steve Raymer, head football coach at Sutton, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug due to Randy Bushcutter on this Wednesday. They'll open with Wood River. They have the 5 home, 4 away schedule this year in the second year of the 9. You're going to have to fill me in. Who was famous about 15 years ago? Because I'm guessing during practice you don't yell Garrett because half the team runs over there. You got 2 All-Staters in Garrett Stone and Garrett Clark. You got Garrett Leach that's battling for that running back spot. What's the story there? How come Garrett's such a popular name?
I don't even know. I just said 15 years ago I don't know who the Garrett was. But you yell Garrett across our field and you got 7 kids turning their heads. So we definitely have to go by last names, but yeah, it's a popular name for sure.
Well, you can print up T-shirts and all kinds of rally towels and things with that, and you'll cover half the team here. Is Leach
right.
is Leach going to be your man, or are you going to full house backfield it?
Leach is going to be our guy at tailback. He had a good summer, and he's had a really good he did a good job in the weight room. He's filled out quite a bit. He's up around 185, 190. He's got good speed already. We already knew that because he's a 100, 200 guy in track. So, you know, he needs the experience and the carries. And, you know, in our offense, you're going to get those carries. So, you know, he'll get it right off the bat. Just like always, we'll be feeding our tailback.
Doug touched on a little bit in terms of your schedule. You have more home games than away games this year. Wood River to start things off later in the season. St. Cecilia is probably, you know, one of those games that kind of stands out. Overall, what do you think of your schedule, and what do you know about Wood River so far?
You know, we know that they return most of their own line, so that'll be a good test for us. I think they're pretty large up front, so, you know, we're going to not look past Wood River by any means. And we got to get ready because I think their strength is going to be their front, and that's our strength too, so that'll be a good match for us both. And, you know, in that first game, we've all had about 14 days of practice time to get to that point. And so, you know, what do we need to work on, and what are the bugs we need to work out? Are we in game shape? And all those unanswered questions, and you know, we get to finally strap it on and get some of the answers to those questions this Friday.
Last minute here with Steve Raymer, head coach at Sutton. We haven't really touched on the quarterback position. You don't ask and haven't, even with Cole back there a couple, 3 years ago, they were running quarterbacks. You didn't ask him to throw the ball very much. Who's going to get the snaps on Friday, and is there going to be any more passing game than we've seen lately, or are you satisfied with what you're doing?
Hello?
Steve, are you still there? I think we must have lost Coach Raymer.
Him.
Let's try Coach Raymer back there.
Mid-syllable, too, by the way. Yeah.
we'll double-check here with Coach Raymer. One of the things about Sutton and Huskerland Prep has them ranked third. They're highly ranked in both of the newspapers. And when we asked Coach Tesmer last week, I mean, about being the St. Cecilia Sutton game sets up to be the district championship game. Donovan, I think, is just a titch young. They're going to be competitive, I think, in both of those games, but I don't think they'll be favored in either one of those. Let's go back to Coach Raymer. As we said, just a last minute here. Steve, again, my question was, we hadn't touched on who's going to take the snaps at quarterback. You haven't asked a lot of the passing game over the last few years with Cole and your boys taking care of that because they ran it so well. Is that the same thing, or do you have a quarterback, and who is it that might be throwing a little more?
You know, our quarterback's Garrett Stone. You know, he somebody we kind of groomed for this position last year. He throws the ball really well. So that's going to help us out a great deal because I would feel for the first time in a while confident throwing the ball 25, 30 times a game if we had to. The young man throws a really nice ball, and he shows good presence in the pocket. So, you know, and we've got some receivers that in our JV level that we've been kind of grooming up to this point. So, you know, that allows us to open it up a lot more than we have in the last two or three years, and I think that's really going to pay off for us.
Coach, you kind of mentioned you only had 14 practices like everybody else. It always seems to me the defenses early on in the season are a little bit ahead of the offense. Would you agree with that assessment? And that gives us the opportunity to talk about your defense heading into that game against Wood River.
You know, yeah, I think so. I think, you know, with defense, you got to be careful how much you put in, and offense too, how much you put in that first time, and you need to get what you do and do it well. And you know, our defense is coming together really nicely. We've got a couple outside backers that we're replacing from last year. Some kids are going in, and like I said, we're at the point where we need reps. We need reps against somebody else, and that's a good point to be at. So you know, there's been times in the season when you get to this point and you're wishing you had another week of practice, but we're at the point where we need to get to that Friday night. We need to get there. We need to play a game and see what we need to do to make ourselves better.
And, Steve, I'll bring it up here. It's one thing that has connected you and Donovan Trumbull together besides rising at the same time and both making it to the state finals and challenging St. Cecilia. The one thing that you guys have still wanted to work on is not even special teams. It's the kicking game. Has anything changed there?
You know, if legs are born somewhere, they're not born here. So we're still working on that. We've went through about, like usual, everybody. I think this year we probably have the closest thing we do to a kicker. And would it be the kicker to somebody else? Probably not. But for us, it's somebody that can kick it. So that's been huge. But as far as the touchdowns and kicking extra points, you know, that's been 5 years now. I think we've got about 65% of those. So we're always going to go for two. But we do actually work on a little field goal now, and we actually have somebody to kick it. So for us, that's an unusual part of practice that we just – have ignored the last 5 years because we knew the guy kicking it could do nothing but a squib. So it's kind of a good thing.
So are you going to support like youth soccer programs there in the Sutton area?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's something we're going to have to get into. We're going to have to do some heavy scouting of the youth soccer program, see if we can find somebody to leg.
Hastings transfers here. And I'll let you out of here with this, Steve. I mean, because it's not just a problem, as I mentioned, some teams have them, some teams never have. Of all the clinics, of all the times you've talked to other coaches, have you come up with a solution? You just say, hey, there's 10 of us that we don't have a guy that can kick it. Is there that part of the game that, hey, this is the best way to do it? Is there a philosophy to that?
You know, I think that, you know, you're going to line up some kids and you're going to kick it and you're going to have somebody that can kick it naturally. And then you can work with that kid and make him a better kicker, more consistent kicker, work on his height and work on his distance and just reps as well. And a lot of kids just don't go out and kick the ball. They don't practice at it a lot. And then trying to get that kid to go to some additional training camps during the summer. But if you don't have a kicker, you know, if it's not there, you're going to have to squib the ball, play the ball, and play and get ready to play defense from the 35. That's just all there is to it. And there's times that, you know, we just kick it out of bounds because they got a deep threat. And we're not going to give them that opportunity. It's kind of like punting. We don't like to punt either. So, you know, we just got to weigh the percentages and what puts you in the favor of not giving them an opportunity, but a field position you can live with.
One of the fun teams to watch, the Sutton Mustangs, hopefully, and with their brand-new field and special things going on around that dedication ceremony on Friday. Wood River comes in, and we'll have some of their games, of course, on our network of stations throughout the fall. Steve, we'll talk again, and best of luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Steve Raymer, head coach, doing a great job over there with his crew at Sutton. And, yeah, new field.
Yeah, and
the old one, by the way, was the outfield and the baseball field.
Sure.
It was okay.
Very traditional.
If it rained, sometimes they had a drainage problem out there, but it was – the atmosphere was pretty cool.
Yeah, the atmosphere was good. And again, that's a pretty traditional kind of format for high school teams because they play in the outfield of your local baseball team. But it's nice to kind of have that dedicated space and have kind of a new thing there. And again, it adds a lot of energy. You know, there's a lot of excitement. That senior class is going to be the first one to run out there. They're going to be the first one to play their games there. And it just kind of gives a boost to a team that – they were really good last year. They were really, really good last year. They just had a terrible draw. A team that eventually made it to Lincoln, that's who they had to play in the very first round of the playoffs. And it was a terrible draw for Cedar Catholic, too, because you have a couple of undefeated teams going after each other. But, there's just a lot of energy. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Sutton lives exactly up to all the hype, and that is somebody that might very well finish their season playing in Lincoln.
Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Caleb came up with this. Which of these two will have more wins at the end of the season? The state champions from Nebraska, which there are seven, including six-man, or the top seven teams in the final college football poll, which basically, you know, they're all going to have. And last year it was two different, 86 college, 84 high school. I took a college. I said if you did it today, if you went with the seven number ones today and the top seven in the AP poll, it would easily be high school.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I agree that the NSAA's final, the champions, are going to win more games because obviously they're pretty good. And they don't play each other as much as you're going to run into with the AP top seven. So there's going to be some losses indicative that they've given each other that you don't necessarily get with the NSAA. So with the weird math that we're doing, I would go with the NSAA.
Hey, our vote on ESPNSuperstation.com. Will Michael Vick start any games for the Steelers this season? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question.
No.
You say no?
It's got to be a serious injury to Ben Roethlisberger. And he plays hurt. He plays a lot. Will he get out there? Sure, maybe in some mop-up roles, because I think the Steelers are going to be pretty good, but no.
And I don't think this injury to Gradkowski is a long-term thing either. I'll agree with you on that. Will Vick start any games for the Steelers this season? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bob Jensen, when we come back.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
This week, the Royals meet the Orioles out of the can. Your fun starts at 7:10 on Value Monday with $9 tickets presented by Hy-Vee. Tuesday's game, 7:10. Come early on Wednesday for Student Night presented by Inc. Magazine and dance to the Fantastics before the 7:10 start. Thursday at 1:10, show your support for Alex with a $30 Cordo Nation ticket and t-shirt. Purchase at Royals.com and Hy-Vee.
It's your last chance to make August forever royal.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Real barbecue. That starts with thick, tender, juicy meat smoked to perfection and combined with the perfect side of baked beans or slaw. Dickie's Barbecue Pit knows you have to stick with what you are good at to do it better than anyone else. With signature meats, home-style sides, and tangy barbecue sauce, they stuck to their Texas roots and brought great barbecue right here to Kearney and Grand Island. So get some lip-smacking, rib-tickling, knee-slapping barbecue only from Dickie's.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Doug and Addy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. As I mentioned yesterday, the Cole Roseberry 3rd Annual Memorial Golf Tournament is today at Owari Dunes, and the scramble is sold out. But one of the neat things that they're adding this year, and I believe you're going to start to see it more and more, I've seen it once, heard about it in a couple other places, is the golf ball drop. They bring in a helicopter. They drop a number of golf balls at a designated target on the course, and it's another way of fundraising. They will the three closest balls and the farthest ball away from the target will all be winners, and it all goes to the Cole Roseberry Memorial Fund, which helps elementary youth across and junior high youth across the city of Kearney with special needs. Maybe they need a backpack. Maybe they need a winter coat. Maybe there's other things. Teachers, guidance counselors, those in the schools help with the suggestions of donations of the money. You can still do that through the lunch hour today. You can purchase your golf balls at the Chicken Coop, or you can also contact Doug Mitchell, 440-9897, if you'd like to donate to the Cole Roseberry Memorial Fund. The drop, if you want to go out there, estimating the tee time is at 1. They'll be done around 5:30, so that's when the drop will be out at Owari Dunes. If you want to go witness it, it'll be pretty cool. But again, stop by over lunch. Try and get it done before 1 at the Chicken Coop, or contact Doug Mitchell, 440-9897, if you'd like to buy some golf balls.
Yeah, you have to be close, but you'll hear the golf ball drop happening. You'll hear it coming.
The odds of me being closest to the pin in real golf and dropping it out of a helicopter are almost the same.
And actually, the helicopter is a tremendous tool for me getting closer to the green and the hole.
And speaking of the Coop, a lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Stop in, and if you're buying golf balls, stop and enjoy some lunch. Great Wednesday specials. They've got lunch specials every day, evening specials, drink specials. Appetizers are a half price and have a special prices on the select appetizers weekday afternoons. Enjoy your favorite chicken wings, your burgers, pizza, quesadillas. Saw a few of those go out the door yesterday. I had one of my favorites, chicken tender hoagie. Always like the prime rib with cheese, or French dip with cheese. Prime ribs are sandwich special on Friday. Whatever works on your palate, you'll be able to find it at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. Well, the high school football season does kick off tomorrow, and every Wednesday throughout the season, and he's gracious to join us again, 26th season of Huskerland Prep Report. And we've talked about the magazine, the preseason top 10, some of the all-staters. Now it's time to get them on the field. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report from the worldwide headquarters in Central City. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Duda. Good morning, Bush. So that's what that was last night at League Golf. That was a golf ball drop? We're not good at our course. I thought maybe we just had some errant tee shots. I had no idea, but I do know this. The Roseberry family been through an awful lot. I feel a real strong connection with Roseberry's, with them having a real stunning connection, and whatever good can be done this afternoon will be outstanding.
Bob definitely covered Dave and the boys back in the day, and chomped some of the same dirt, and obviously it offers you later on in the segment to open up another man line comment here. So there you go.
Which could happen, yeah.
These things can always take a half hour, so let's jump right into it. There are some football games tomorrow night, and I think if you're going to play on that Thursday in Lincoln and Omaha, do it more than most others, but teams are ready to play tomorrow night, and there's going to be some good ones. What's on tap tomorrow?
Well, you're right. I think everybody's tired of talking about it. Let's get out and see what we actually have. Well, there's a bunch of good ones. Of course, the one that probably is the biggest deal here locally is Grand Island and Kearney. And I love the idea. I guess if you can't play that game, the last game of the season, which would be ideal, playing at the first game is pretty cool. Tremendous rivalry. There's no need to go over all that. The couple teams, I don't expect either of these to be the best team that these two programs have fielded in the last 10 years. But they're going to be real good teams, and I think this is going to be a really competitive, low-scoring game. I think it's probably got a chance to be a low-scoring game. Of course, the one advantage that Kearney has over Grand Island, Jeff Tomlin and his staff do just a bang-up job at Grand Island. But until they're able to land the services of one Stephen Cherry, they haven't got the full package. So if Carney's got a shot, it's going to be because Coach Cherry wouldn't coach him up.
I can't wait to forward this on to him.
This right.
Yeah, I think you got that right. Yeah, I won't argue with you at all about that. Let's talk a little bit about Hastings. You know, Adams Central, Northwest. That's a great Tri-City rivalry. A little bit different spin on the rivalry there in the Tri-Cities. Give us a little bit of the background there on the Patriots and what the Vikings are going to be able to do this year.
Yeah, you're right, Bush. Those are two teams that I can would be willing to bet due to his paycheck from this week. You are getting paid this week, dude, right? Is this an on week?
Next week.
This is going to be a really good ball game. And both of these teams are going to be better than they were last year. As far as Northwest goes, it's probably a matter of simple math. I mean, if they'd played horseshoes last year, they'd have probably been state champions. And it's a lot safer, you know, than throwing hand grenades. But the point is, they were close a lot and got beat. Adams Central took a year maybe to kind of get some things straightened out. Kyler Warnstadt, a name to know, just a tough little guy, going to be another great running back for them. You know, we got the Reed kid coming back, quarterback. I don't know. They're both going to be good teams. I think it's a game that Northwest wins. And frankly, I think Northwest has got a chance to be a surprise team this year. I really feel that way. I really feel like that could be a 6-win team before we're all said and done.
Talking with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. With the new playoff format affecting Class C here last year and moving into this year, 6-3 may not be good enough to get you into the playoffs, and that makes Donovan Trumbull's trip out to North Platte St. Pat's Friday night extremely important, because they will have to play Sutton and they will have to play St. Cecilia, who you have 2-3 in the state later on in their district schedule. And St. Pat's seems at this point to just have a nick more experience and maybe a starter or two over Donovan Trumbull, and they're playing at home.
Oh, well, all that's true. I'm telling you, dude, this is going to be a really fun ball game. There are two really good programs, and you're right, Donovan is in just that brutally tough district, and you know, we can wait on that. St. Pat, you know, they've got a lot of people to replace, especially in their offensive line, but they have one thing that not many programs have, and that is they have some depth. And they have some kids that just because they've never started, that doesn't mean they haven't played. A name to note, James Stroll. I'm sure the coach had and his boys know about him. He's a kid that was a freshman last year and ran for almost 700 yards. And he could wind up being a little bit of a difference maker. But I don't know. I really like Donovan Trumbull a lot. If you know, I could see where, you know, maybe they could even win 7. There's a real chance they'll win Friday night. I would say the St. Pat's is probably a slight favorite, but Donovan Trumbull win certainly couldn't be an upset. They're another team that I think both those are top 10 teams.
Well, Charlie Shoemaker gets to make his coaching debut, but it's not going to be very local, mind you, for Hastings High as they travel out to Gehring. How do you see that game?
Well, I tell you what, I think Hastings will win the ball game, and I'm a big Charlie Shoemaker fan. Charlie's won everywhere he's gone. He will win at Hastings. He will not win a lot this year, I don't think, but it will take a little bit. The best news that program got these days, you know, Charlie coming to town, got Morgan Karloff to play football. There was talk after his injury that he might not play, and Morgan is, besides just being a fabulous all-around athlete, might very well be the best receiver in Class B. How he's going to get used and all that, I guess we'll know more. But it's an interesting over. You know, Gehring was winless last year, and they really weren't competitive. You know, in being winless, got a new coach though, Todd Eckert, who was the head coach at Sydney and wound up going to Gehring after he left Sydney for what he had hoped would be an assistant job on Daryl Morris's staff. And then when there was no Daryl Morris staff, Todd was a man without an island and wound up going up Highway 71 to Gehring. So a couple guys in different places on opening night out there on Friday.
Bob Jensen's with us from Huskerland Prep Report. You can go to their website online to keep up with the very latest or subscribe to Huskerland Prep, pick up the magazine. Bob, how do they do that again?
They could call our toll-free hotline. It's pretty hot. It's 800-323-3929. And I guess the first person to give me an explanation in 20 words or less how it is that Connie Chaffrey's going to get it out of Ord without getting beat, Bush, that they get it for free. Aren't you guys going to have like a little scrum between the two of you? I kept waiting for us to get to that game.
Yeah, but Bush isn't a Kearney Catholic alum, so that's what, you know.
Yeah, but I got blood in the game, though. I still got blood in the game.
It'll be.
Yes, you do.
It's been a while since the Stars have teetered on the opening. I mean, remember when they had to open with 1-2-3 in the state and they won them all? It's been a while since they've had a rough September, in this case, August. The best eight-man game in the state may be Kennesaw, Exeter, Milligan. I mean, Kennesaw is ranked 2-3-5, and Exeter Milligan's the defending champ, but lost a lot of those kids.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's almost undoubtedly Kennesaw's game to win. We're down to 1 year of the Snitzler playing art there. Preston is as good an offensive player as there is, well, probably as good an all-around player as there is in eight-man, and he'll make some plays that'll make the difference. Exeter, you know, Exeter's going to be good. Coach Phillippe down there, you know, he's been coaching winning football for a long time, three state championship games in a row and all that. But, man, you're going to have a tough time replacing last year's, you know, class, especially with Kyle Jensen, Derek Lewis, and those kids. So, you know, it'll be a good ball game. It's certainly a big name game. I just got a feeling maybe that's Kennesaw's to win.
All right, Doug keeps ducking it, so I'll bring it up here. Kearney Catholic at Ord, obviously Kearney Catholic losing their entire line to graduation. Ord bringing back a lot of kids. I'm with you. I think this is going to be a tough go for the Stars. Give us your take.
Well, I don't know. Tough go. I still think Kearney Catholic's got to be favored to win the game. But as far as the line goes, the one thing I'm a firm believer in is you can make a line. Sometimes it's hard to make a great running back or an outstanding quarterback. You can make a line, and Coach Colling and his staff have done a great job with that program. I don't have any doubt what they're going to be okay. But the thing is that Ord does have a lot of kids back. There's some extra energy there. It's due to, we'll tell you, new head coach Nate Wells has been around the program for a long time. He gets his shot at being the head coach. I don't know. I just think Ord has got it. Ord and O'Neill up in that part of the world. I just think those are two teams that are not, you know, top five in C1 or something, but they're going to be good. And I think, you know, Ord's got a shot. Ord's got a shot. I still think, you know, you got to favor Kearney Catholic, but I don't think if I'm Kearney Catholic, I wouldn't want to get behind very far. I don't know if that would work very well. I think the crowd's going to be kind of crazy up there.
About a minute left here, Bob. Two or three more that you can give us a quick thought on. Aurora Crete over the years has always had teams that have been very, very good. Neither one of them are expected to win a state championship this year. Then you've got a couple of other games out there that could be competitive for the same reason, that might not be championship caliber, but Gothenburg-Holdridge is always a good matchup. And I'll be interested to see how some of the teams that are trying to get their program, like Sandy Creek Centura, how that game will transpire, because I know you're high on Sandy Creek being one of those teams that's ready to take the next leap under Coach Novacek.
Yeah, well, so starting with Aurora Creek, first of all, Coach Hubert and Coach McGinnis aren't there, which is kind of freaking me out. Kyle Peterson's the new head guy at Aurora. Reed Manser at Creek, a couple young bucks, a couple hungry guys. They're going to have good football teams. I think Aurora's going to be better. I think they've got a chance to be really good before the season's over. Gothenburg-Holdridge, Holdridge is in that same, going to be really a little bit of a surprise. I don't know how much of a surprise, but it looks like Cooper Rogers is healthy. Blake Schroeder might be the best lineman in C1. That's enough for me. And Sandy Creek is. Sandy Creek lost the Dixon kid to BDS, which is a big blow. But, you know, they're going to be okay. You know, Coach Novacek, he certainly knows his fair share about football. I do think that if it's close, I think Larry Baker could talk Ventura into a win. I think you'd probably agree with that.
It's been a while since the magazine's come out in your top 10. We have that, and we kind of covered that. Looking back, is there, if you had to do it again, if you went to print today, what would you change? What have you kind of found out? Whose stock is rising?
Ooh, Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know if I can answer that the way you want to. I will say this much. Especially in D1 and probably D1, I just feel like those top fives are maybe they're better than the rest of the top 10. And to the point where you probably, in those two classes, the first two that come to mind, you probably do have 12 or 13. Well, in this case, I guess it would be 7 or 8 teams. You could have taken those last five spots in the top 10. And, you know, like a team like Donovan is a good example. You know, I kind of pinned my hopes on them a little bit because I get a feeling that's going to be a program by the end of the year. You said it earlier, dude. I don't know that they're going to be favored against Sutton or Saints at this point. I certainly wouldn't think so. But they're going to be dangerous because they're going to be able to score some points. So I don't know if that's exactly the answer you're looking for, but that's the answer you got.
Well, and we'll let you out of here as we usually do, Bob. Some games tomorrow. The highlight in the Metro will be Omaha North, Millard West. Creighton Prep plays Papio. Where does the Jensen Mobile end up on Thursday and Friday?
Well, actually, on Thursday, I am going to Omaha. I find those two real compelling games. Some of my favorite people coaching, Larry Martin at Omaha North, two times defending champ, Lloyd Westbrook, Peterson. They're a threat. There's a real chance they'll beat North on opening night. And then Randy Hubert's first game at Papillion against Kraft, that will be another noteworthy game. And then on Friday, I'm going to go up and actually watch the Central City Bison play Madison, and then I'm going to go down to probably the C1 headliner. What is a C1 headliner? It's Scotus and Boone Central, and that will be interesting. The shoe is on the other foot. Scotus is the team with all the experience. Boone's the one that's hoping it can get the job done. We'll see what happens.
And this just in on the Dent Popper inbox: Bob looks good on NTV. Got Bob. I was going to make fun of you earlier for that. I would put the computer while you're doing Skype farther away. So yeah. You're just kind of lingering in the background. We can hear you, but not see you as much, you know, because we do have the face for radio.
Yeah, see, that's
you're right there with me.
I had a lot of different options. I thought about doing some stuff, but, you know, you kind of maiden voyage of the year. There's those, as you know, FCC concerns. So we just did what we had to. I kind of feel just a little bit like one of the hostages on that thing. I don't know, but I'm doing what I can, okay?
Make your answer request, yeah.
And on a serious note, I really like the idea of you guys and Greek working together, sharing content, all that kind of thing. You guys are both really good, both of you, your teams, or however you want to say it, are good at what you do and provide a real service. And the fact that you're doing it together will just make it double good.
It'll be fun helping them celebrate their 30th anniversary as well as you, Bob. Hey, we'll talk to you next Wednesday and enjoy opening night. All right, buddy?
Yeah, you bet. I can't wait to see what happens in Ord.
Yeah, ditto here, bud.
Just make sure you leave right after the game, folks. Right after the game.
No. I have plans.
Bob Jensen, every Wednesday. Well, I'll tell you about that off air. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we'll talk with him about high school football. You totally threw me off of where I was going here.
But that's, you know, because of my plans. All right, got it.
Good high school football coming up, and we hope folks will join it. And again, we will get to do some stuff cross back and forth with NTV on their 30th anniversary of Sports Extra, which has also changed throughout the years. As Prairie Hills Golf Club has, just north of Kearney, 10 minutes north of Kearney, or, as I like to say, 10 minutes south of Pleasanton.
There you go. Yeah. It's like in the suburbs there.
Prairie Hills with a beautiful golf course, and Justin Kosmicki and his staff have dramatically improved the greens and playability of the course over the summer. It's never looked better, and it's all at a price that seems like a generation ago. Only $30 for 18 holes and a cart on weekends. That's prime time, and that is an outstanding deal. They also have weekday specials. Check them out on their Facebook page at Prairie Hills Golf Club. An improved menu in the clubhouse, improved greens, and great rates. It's Prairie Hills Golf Club, 10 minutes north of Kearney. Call for tee times and their specials, 388-5115, 388-5115.
Awesome.
I thought you had some.
No.
I had brought this up yesterday, and because they're playing well and because I think I picked them to win the division, I haven't got to do this very often this year, but Astros 15, Yankees 1.
Yeah. Now they're going to come out of the dugout. Now they're going to charge the dugout. You celebrated. You showed emotion, and apparently you can't do that if you're in the Yankees.
Goes yard on them. Yeah. That's awesome. Royals won again last night, 3-2. Let's see if they can keep it rolling as they continue their series at home with Baltimore tonight, 7-10 on the Breeze, 94.5, and then an afternoon contest tomorrow.
And they're already thinking about, you know, how you get all these players rested and stay healthy for the postseason. When is the last time we had that discussion for folks wearing the baby blue? Yeah, it's been at least that long.
Let's just keep it going.
Yeah,
let's
stay hot. Be hot at the right time and get everybody back and healthy.
We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Sutton Head football coach Steve Raymer, and UNK cross country and track coach Brady Bonzel for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, we're live at the UNK Health and Sports Center, the refurbished Health and Sports Center.
Come on. New and improved.
For the Loper Lunch, it's the UNK fall Loper season because we'll have not only the Lopers, but Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches and athletes will do the show. Then the lunch from 12 to 1. Come out and join us, UNK. Lots to talk about there. We'll also talk with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Get your fantasy football questions in. You can do it right now. Tweet us, email us, and we will have those for Luke tomorrow. We'll also talk with Nebraska head volleyball coach John Cook at the very beginning of the program.
Lou will get you ready for the draft, which is coming right up.
We will see you tomorrow, Randy and I, at UNK.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.